The Skagway Panthers boys and girls middle school basketball teams traveled to Haines for a series of games against the Glacier Bears this past weekend. It was the first in-person games for Haines and Skagway since the start of the pandemic. Family, friends, and community members braved the first snowfall of the year to cheer on their hometown teams in a 9-game tournament at the Haines High School gym. This year, both schools provide on-site COVID testing, and athletes test twice a week, allowing them to travel and participate in sports without a mask. The Skagway Middle School girls won all 3 games against Haines, showing strengths on both the offensive and defensive ends of the court. Lennon Jennings is 13 and in the 8th grade and plays for Skagway.
First away game in about 2 years. Since December of 2019, this is the first junior high away game. It felt good. It felt good to come over here and win some games.
The older girls have traveled for games before, but for the younger girls, it was an entirely new experience. Millie Myers is 11 years old and in the 6th grade.
Yeah, I didn't expect to do that well. And I actually got a lot of rebounds, and I didn't know I could do that.
Skagway coach Rory Leverton, a Skagway basketball alum herself, says she was proud of the team in their first away games.
The fact that they were able to come out not at home and be able to perform to that level, also only being junior high students, is absolutely incredible. I'm so proud of them. I can't say that enough.
Haines 7th grader Sophia Long said despite the losses, they would be back to practice and be ready to play Skagway again in 2 weeks.
It was pretty fun, but we kind of got a little bit upset here and there with the girls, but they did really great, and we're glad that we got to play again Skagway.
Haines girls maintained a positive attitude and showed improvement in teamwork throughout the weekend, said Haines girls coach Lori Giddings.
And so it was a great contest. I was very proud of our girls because they played hard, they didn't give up, and we saw vast improvement in their play from Friday's game to today.
Haines' older middle school boys won all 3 games and were able to turn practice plays into reality, said Haines' 8th grader Cruz Lund.
I feel like we did really good. We were all like collaborating, and we were able to make all the plays good and score baskets.
In the 3 games played by the younger boys, Haines won 2 games and Skagway won 1. Haines coach James Gooch-Ish Hart said it was surprising to see the amount of growth in his players during the tournament.
I think the kids grew leaps and bounds over these past couple days. They've showed a lot of discipline in different areas that in practice was lacking, and they learned how to pick things up on the fly and really surprised me quite a bit. I wasn't expecting, you know, the growth that I saw during these games.
Haines and Skagway middle school basketball teams play again in 2 weeks, this time in Skagway on the Panthers' home court on December 3rd and 4th. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.